Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Xero Full Year Results FY 2019 Investor Briefing. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you do wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday the 16th of May, 2019. I'd now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, CEO Steve Amos, and CFO, Ms. Kirsty Godfrey-Billy. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Well, hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us for Xero's financial results for the year ended 31 March 2019. As you've just heard, I'm Steve Amos, Xero's CEO, and I am joined on the call by our Chief Financial Officer, Kirsty Godfrey-Billy. On the agenda today, I'll take you through the key business performance highlights and the progress we've made on our strategic priorities. I'll then hand over to Kirsty to cover the financial results in more detail before we discuss the outlook and then go to Q&A. Xero has delivered another strong performance in financial year 2019, with excellent progress on the top line, cash generation, and clear signs of increasing profitability. Before we get too far into the numbers, I want to reflect on slide five and highlight our purpose and mission. Clarity and relevance of purpose and mission is particularly important to a fast-changing and growing business like ours, operating in the fast-changing environment that we do. As we reflect on these statements as part of our annual strategy process, why we do what we do is about making life better for people in small business, their advisors, and their communities. That's the feedback our customers and partners give me when they talk about Xero. Small business is family and community, so our purpose reflects the broader impact that we have. Our mission is to rewire the world of small business, making it seamless, simpler, and smarter, helping to connect, take out the friction, save time, and improve insights to business success. That's what we call beautiful business. Moving to slide six. There are a number of clear proof points in our FY 2019 performance that show our ability to execute our strategy and continue to validate Xero's business model. Annualized monthly recurring revenue, AMRR, is an important forward-looking indicator of how our business is performing and the value of our customer relationships. The first highlight I want to point out is that AMRR growth of 32% over the year to 638 million was an increase of 154 million over the prior year. To put this into perspective, the total AMRR of Xero back in 2015 was 159 million dollars. Over the last 12 months, we've effectively added incremental revenues that equate to the entire size of Xero just four years ago. Turning to slide seven. The second major proof point in these results is the progress we've made when it comes to cash generation. Over the last four years, from a cash outflow starting position, our free cash flow, comprising operating and investing cash flows excluding M&A, has improved significantly. For the first time, we're reporting a positive free cash flow result for the year of 6.5 million dollars. This is equivalent to 1.2% of Xero's operating revenues. This is an excellent and important outcome and demonstrates the strength of our business model and our ability to fund our growth going forward. As I'll outline further in my outlook comments, we expect our free cash flow profile to remain positive. However, we will continue to prioritize investment in growing the business to pursue the significant opportunities ahead. Moving on to slide eight. Our growth in customer numbers reflects the success we've had during FY 2019. A net 432,000 subscribers joined Xero in fiscal year 2019, growing our overall subscriber numbers to more than 1.8 million at the end of March. That's growth of 31% on the prior year and a marked acceleration in net subscriber adds from the previous year when we added 351,000 subs. International net subscriber additions of 239,000 for the first time exceeded those from the ANZ region, which were still growing strongly at 193,000. These numbers demonstrate the progress Xero is making as an international business. Moving to slide nine. We've summarized the key financial highlights for the period. These results provide further evidence of our continued progress in a number of key areas. I won't revisit the metrics I've already mentioned, but I do want to call out that during the year, while